Chapter 18. From verse 1 to 8, all together. వారు విసుగక నిత్యము ప్రార్థన చేయుచుండవలనటకు ఆయన వారితో ఈ ఉపమానము చెప్పెను. దేవునికి భయపడకయు మనుషులను లక్ష్యపెట్టకయు ఉండు ఒక న్యాయాధిపతి యొక్క పట్టణంలో ఉండెను. ఆ పట్టణంలో ఒక విధవరాలును ఉండెను. ఆమె అతని యొద్దకు తరచుగా వచ్చి, నా ప్రతివాదికినే నాకును న్యాయం తీర్చమని అడుగుచు వచ్చను. కానీ అతడు కొంతకాలం ఒప్పకపోయాను. తర్వాత అతడు, నేను దేవునికి భయపడక మనుషులను లక్ష్యపెట్టక ఉండినను, ఈ విధవరాలు నన్ను తొందర పెట్టుచున్నదని కనుక ఆమె మాటి మాటికి వచ్చి గోజాడకుంటున్నట్లు ఆమెకు న్యాయం తీర్చునని తనలో తాను అనుకున్నాను. మరియు ప్రభు విట్లనను, అన్యాయస్థుడైన ఆ న్యాయాధిపతి చెప్పిన మాట వినుడి. దేవుడు తాను ఏర్పరచుకున్న వారి దివారాత్రములు తన్ను గూర్చి మొరపెట్టుకుని చుండగా వారికి న్యాయము తీర్చడ, ఆయన వారికి త్వరగా న్యాయము తీర్చును. వారి విషయమే కదా ఆయన దీర్ఘశాంతము చూపుచున్నాడని మీతో చెప్పుచున్నాను. ఆయనను మనిషి కుమారుడు వచ్చినప్పుడు ఆయన భూమి మీద విశ్వాసము కనుగొనను. దిస్ పోర్షన్ ఈస్ నోన్ టు ఆల్ ద క్రిస్టియన్స్ ఆల్మోస్ట్, ఎస్పెషలీ ఇన్ అవర్ ఫెలోషిప్. ఆల్వేస్ దే ప్రీచ్. బట్ వన్ థింగ్ I have been observing from this portion. First verse, please, one of you read it in English loudly.
He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint.
Not to faint. Why do we faint in praying? I have been praying for years together, months together. I requested a great man of God to pray for my problem to be solved, my need to be met, my question to be answered, but nothing has happened so far. Many a time we do like that. What is the use? One person shared with me like this. I sent a request unto Brother Bhakt Singh. I sent a letter to Brother Dinakaran. I sent a request to Dr. Billy Graham. Even though the great men of God have been praying for me, my need is not met. Then why should I pray to God? Why should I read the Bible? Why should I come to this fellowship? I am coming here, but nobody cares for me. Nobody gives me a podium. You see, there are many people who do think in this way. So they get vexed with. They faint. Why God is not answering? I've been trying for a visa. One man told me like this. Number of times, I went to Madras, there also I failed. I went to Delhi, there also I failed. I tried here, but I could not. Why? If there is God, God must answer my questions and meet my need. Why God is not meeting? So I don't want. One family member came to me and complained against her husband. This fellow is number one rogue. You only suggested me to get married. And you only did solemnize this marriage. You see, that fellow is not at all changed. Then what answer I have to give? Then I said, not that he should be changed, you should be changed. Then she said, oh, you are siding that man. You are not at all doing justice unto. I said, yes, what to do? On that particular day of this proposal, I asked you, are you led by the Spirit of God to get this man married? What did you say? 100% it is God's will. You told me that it is God's will.
టుడే వై ఆర్ యు మర్మరింగ్ అండ్ గ్రంబ్లింగ్ అగెన్స్ట్ హిమ్? దెన్ హీ వాస్ వెరీ గుడ్. నౌ వాట్ హ్యాపెండ్? నౌ హీ హాస్ బికమ్ వెరీ బ్యాడ్. ఈవెన్ దో ఐ హ్యావ్ బీన్ ఆస్కింగ్ హిమ్ నంబర్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్స్ టు చేంజ్ దిస్, టు చేంజ్ దిస్, హీ ఈస్ నాట్ అట్ ఆల్ కేరింగ్. దెన్ ఐ సెడ్, హీ విల్ నెవర్ బి చేంజ్డ్ అంటిల్ యూ ఆర్ చేంజ్డ్. వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్? యూ వాంట్ మీ టు బి చేంజ్డ్? ఎస్, యూ హ్యావ్ టు బి చేంజ్డ్. దెన్ హీ సెడ్, యువర్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద బైబిల్ ఈస్ కంప్లీట్లీ చేంజ్డ్. యు ఆర్ నాట్ ఓల్డ్ బ్రదర్ ఆండ్రూ, నవ్ యు ఆర్ ఎ న్యూ ఆండ్రూ. ఎస్, ఐఎమ్ ఎ న్యూ ఆండ్రూ. వాట్ టు డూ? దెన్ ఐ విల్ గో అండ్ ఫైల్ ఎ కేస్ అగెన్స్ట్ యూ అండ్ అగెన్స్ట్ మై హస్బెండ్. వెల్కమ్, ఐ సెడ్. గో అండ్ ఫైల్, వాట్ ఈస్ దేర్? నో, యు ఆర్ టెలింగ్ మీ ఓన్లీ టు చేంజ్, బట్ యు డోంట్ వాంట్ టు టెల్ హిమ్ టు బి చేంజ్డ్. ఐ సెడ్, హీ విల్ నాట్ బి చేంజ్డ్. ష్యూర్. హౌ లాంగ్ టిల్ యు ఆర్ చేంజ్డ్? ఐ డో నాట్ నో హౌ ఫార్ యు ఆర్ ఏబుల్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ మై స్టేట్మెంట్. సో వీ గెట్ వెక్స్డ్ విత్, ఐ డోంట్ లైక్ టు హ్యావ్ ఫెలోషిప్ విత్ హిమ్, ఐ వాంట్ టు పార్ట్ విత్. ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ద కేస్ మీన్స్ ఇట్స్ లెఫ్ట్ యూ, ఐ కెనాట్ హెల్ప్ యూ. సో పర్సనలీ, యాజ్ ఎ ఫ్యామిలీ, యాజ్ ఎ లోకల్ చర్చ్, అండ్ ఆల్సో యాజ్ ఎన్ యూనివర్సల్, పీపుల్ ఆర్ ఇన్ ద సేమ్ బోట్, సెయిలింగ్ ఇన్ ద సేమ్ బోట్. ఎవ్రీవన్ ఈస్ హ్యావింగ్, ఈస్ దెర్ ఎనీ వన్ హూ ఈస్ నాట్ ఫెయింటెడ్ ఆర్ నాట్ వెక్స్డ్ విత్, నాట్ వరీడ్ అబౌట్ అట్ ఎనీ టైమ్? ఐ థింక్ మేబీ బ్రదర్ జాన్సన్. వాట్ బ్రదర్? ఎవ్రీ వన్ హూ ఎవర్ హీ మే బీ, వీఆర్ నాట్ గ్రేటర్ దాన్ మోసెస్. ఈస్ దర్ ఎనీ వన్ హూ ఈస్ గ్రేటర్ దాన్ మోసెస్? హీ టు వాస్ వెక్స్డ్ విత్. వాట్ డిడ్ హీ సే? లార్డ్, ఎనఫ్, ఐ కెనాట్ బేర్ ద బర్డన్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దీస్ పీపుల్, టేక్ మీ. డిడ్ హీ నాట్ సే? ఆర్ యూ గ్రేటర్ దాన్ మోసెస్? యూ సీ ఇన్ ద కేస్ ఆఫ్ ఎలైజా, వాట్ డిడ్ హీ సే? ఎనఫ్, ఐ ఆమ్ నాట్ బెటర్ దాన్ మై ఫోర్ ఫాదర్స్, టేక్ మీ. డిడ్ హీ నాట్ సే? వాట్ అబౌట్ జోనా? హీ వాస్ ఆల్సో ఏ స్మాల్ ప్రాఫెట్ అండ్ హీ ఆల్సో కంప్లైంట్, బెటర్ టు డై దాన్. ఈవెన్ గ్రేట్ మ్యాన్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఇన్ ద న్యూ టెస్టమెంట్, సెయింట్ పాల్, హీ ఆల్సో కంప్లైంట్. Gain to me if I die. Are you better than these people? So my dear ones, what I have experienced, just I am sharing with you. That's all. So we have to pray without ceasing, because we get fainted because our needs are not met, our problems are not solved. What we desire is not fulfilled. That's why we get vexed with. Why God is not answering? For that, you all know one reason why God is not answering. You see, why God is not answering? You know the verses, just I am repeating. Psalm 60. 68 or 66, if I regard iniquity, right? 66 verse 18, 66 verse 18. That is one of the reasons why God is not answering. I am regarding iniquity in my life, in my heart. Iniquity. Now, I don't want to go in detail because God has been using his messengers wonderfully. We praise God and we appreciate you also in this matter. So what is this? Why God is not answering our prayers? Why he is delaying? One reason is we are having some iniquity which is being honored in our life. We regard it, we encourage it, we respect it. There are some people who commit sin secretly. That sin nobody is seeing. God alone is seeing. Because nobody is seeing, I am a king, either yourself or myself. But we don't have the fear that God is seeing from above. Any selfishness, any pride, any kind of sin, there are many definitions for sin from the Bible, you know, all those things. So one reason for not being answered unto our needs or questions or prayers is regarding iniquity. Because there is sin in us, God is not. Of course, you may be right, I may be right in the sight of God. Whenever our conscience pricks, we bring ourselves under the sprinkling blood of the new covenant. Lord, clean me with your blood. Okay, all right. We stand on the victory ground of the Lord Jesus, not because of our merits, because of the merits of the Lord Jesus, we come to the throne of grace. No doubt about it. Unless and until we grow in the Lord, we cannot understand this statement. Now I am going for the second reason why God is not answering. Why God is not answering. Even though we are right in the sight of God, our prayers are not being answered. Why? Now that reason I will give you, and afterwards I will close, because we have to go for prayer. So what is that you see? John Gospel. Chapter 2. John Gospel, chapter 2. Verse 4, one of you read loudly.
Jesus said unto her, Woman,
what have I to do with thee?
Mine hour is not come yet.
This is the second reason. First reason is iniquity, sin that is being honored, that is being regarded, that is being encouraged, that is being practiced. Without that, we can't sleep. See, there are people, even though they see outside right, inside that jealousy, hypocrisy, envy, pride, so many things are dominating us. The second reason why God is not answering is the time has not yet come. That is the biggest problem. See, I am putting one condition before this. If the Lord fulfills, then only I will. Otherwise, I won't. So, he is the master to God. Are you able to understand my point, please? See, for example, I am the owner of one factory. There are employees. The employee comes and commands me and demands me. If you don't promote me, before this month, I am going to leave this factory. So he demands. Who demands? Employee demands the employer. So what I have to do? I must implicitly obey him. Okay, I'll promote. Do I say? Are Baba, 100 people I will get if you want to get out. Even in the world, the master says, get out. I'll get 101 people like you, better than you. In the world itself, a human being the manager, is able to command and demand that employee to quit it and go off. But what about our God, who is the creator of the whole universe? How much fear and reverence, how much implicit obedience we have to show unto him. Lord, whatever you say, I will obey. No, you are demanding. Why you are demanding? No, it is written in the Bible, ask, it shall be given. Whatever you ask in my name, I will give you. People do say and quote, verses from the Bible for everything. God can answer us by the help of the Holy Spirit. With a human understanding, we cannot understand the scriptures. Only with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can understand in a proper way. Otherwise, we cannot. You may be well-educated man. Your knowledge may be immeasurable like. But your knowledge is nothing. Your knowledge is foolishness. So what I am telling you is, my time has not yet come. I cannot demand God. He is the owner. We are the servants. Whatever the owner demands and commands, we implicitly have to obey as servants. He is the owner. We are servants. Why we have to demand and command? He knows what to give, what not to be given. When to give, how much to be given, where to give. He knows everything. But we demand him. You do like this, do like. He doesn't give. When he doesn't give, we will adopt our own methods. How to get it done? I know one brother. For his transfer from one district to other district, he tried like anything. He said, I don't give bribe. I don't give money. If he transfers, okay. Otherwise, I will be here only. I don't want to give money. He waited for 3 years. And fourth year, he said, Anna, very difficult for me. Because wife is working in the hospital and he is working somewhere else. All the time he has to shuttle. It was very difficult for him. So 3 years he tried, he could not. At last he said, Anna, I'm very sorry. Unless I give something, he cannot. That he said, you know, not bribe. What he said, fast moving fees. Are you able to understand what I'm telling? Fast moving fees. I am not telling him to do plus minus, minus plus. No, I am not doing. See, for the sake of making plus minus, I am not doing. For the sake of making minus plus, I am not doing. I am eligible for transfer, but that fellow is not at all caring unless some weight is given or vitamin M is given. So this is called fast moving fees. Somebody told me, I am convinced, so I have to give, I am giving. It is left to your discretion. If we want to stand for the truth, we have to suffer. As we grow, we compromise in many things. We are human beings. We compromise in so many things. Now I don't want to go in detail. That only the second reason for our answers not being answered quickly is delay. He doesn't give. Because he has not given, now we are adopting our own methods. How to get it done? How to get it done? What to do? This world is such. One fellow, he told me, our sins are forgiven. Past sins, present sins, future sins, all are forgiven. He knows that we will be giving fast moving fee. We know, he knows that we commit sin also. So he has forgiven. So it is granted. He knows our nature. He knows our form. He knows that we are made out of dust. That's why God is so gracious. Sir, all right. You understand what I am telling, please? As we grow in the Lord, we take things very easily. That is the problem nowadays. Either in your life or in my life, I am telling you. See, what happened in the life of Abraham? God promised him that he would be giving the seed, isn't it? How many years he waited? Nearly 25 years or so, isn't it? He waited and waited and waited. He was having the faith, but dear beloved partner is there. Sometimes maybe the wife, sometimes maybe the husband also. We cannot put blame upon one person. So she said, see, you are also old, I am also old. The issue of blood has been stopped and there is no hope of having children. After stopping the issue of blood, how can we expect children? We have got a lot of property. Who will be the heir for this? go with our whom servant made. He went. He did not wait for God's time. When we wait till God's time, the whatever God gives will be the best. When we don't wait for God's time, we will get the things like Ishmael. That is called permissible. We can get our things done. You see, he went after the servant maid begotten Ishmael. You see, we as children, we can do God's will. That is called perfect will. We can get things done. That is called permissive will. With permissive will, we can get the things done. With perfect will, we can get the things done. What we get according to his perfect will is fully ripened, fully ripened. The best mango. Now we will go to India, we get the nice mangoes now. This season is mango season. In the month of June, we will get the number one mangoes, fully ripened from the tree, not artificially made ripened. You see, in the month of April also we get mangoes, full nice colors, but inside, you know, sour. Such kind of fruits are disposed, sold unto these Middle Eastern countries like Muslim countries. They like it, whatever it is. Color is very nice because they put some medicine, chemicals, and then get those things ripened. Very tasty, no? So also you and I can get the things done in our lives by permissive will. But we cannot have enjoyment with the Lord. You see what had happened? And Abraham got an issue, no doubt about it. Ishmael was there. But in God's time, God visited Sarah and begotten Isaac. See, there is a tough time in between. There is a quarrel even now going on. This is what is happening in Middle Eastern country between the Jewish people and Islamic people. What I want to tell you is, let us wait till his God's time. We don't wait. We don't. That's why I'm saying, my time has not yet come. See, in the marriage of Canaan, what happened? There was a marriage. The master of the marriage was there. But what happened, you know, he did not consult with Jesus, even though he was invited in the marriage. He was a guest, that's all. He was not the president of the marriage. He was not the master of the marriage. He was only a guest, that's all. He was one of the guests in that marriage. He never did inquire of the Lord, Lord, for how many people I have to cook for or prepare this wine? Tell me, I'm a mortal being. I do not know how many people will be coming, how much quantity I have to. Please tell me. Did he ask? No. No doubt we receive Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. No doubt about it. He is our Savior, but he is not our Lord. He is not our master. He is not our owner. Owner means whatever the owner says, we have to obey. But we do our own way. We make use of our mind. Because now we have got a lot of knowledge and a computer knowledge and a logic and a magic. So one person yesterday asked me, can't we use logic? If you want to use logic, go for magic, I said. You know perfectly God's will, what it is God's will. If we want to know God's will, means we have to fulfill certain conditions. Otherwise, God is not going to guide us. Impossible. Impossible. No doubt we are children of God. By grace we are saved. We have become. But is he master in our lives? Whatever he demands and commands, are we doing? No. Whatever we command, demand, he has to do. He has become our servant and we have become his masters. That is the problem nowadays. That's why we don't enjoy the fullness. We don't enjoy the fullness. If God allows me, I will give an example before my coming to America. This is not the time because you have to pray for. So what I am telling you is, in the case of canon, marriage, time did not come. Even though they invited Christ as one of the guests, they did not give him the preeminence. In our lives also, we make use of our own mind, own knowledge. We tell the name of God. In Telugu, there is one common saying, that is, chettu peru cheppukoni kayalu ammukovalanta. We tell the name of the tree and sell off what? Fruits. That happens in Sangareddy. There is one mango called Dasera. And it is from Hastaballi. The name of the garden is called Hastaballi. Hastaballi means fruit research center in Sangareddy, agriculture department, agriculture university. So there, more than 420 or 480 fruits are available, varieties of fruits. Not only mangoes, different. So there is one fruit called mango, Dasera. Very, very, very sweet. Very, very sweet. These fruits are being grown in surrounding villages. So many gardens are there. Those people sell off those fruit unto the vendors. Pushing carts will be there, no? Street vendors. And then those fruits are put here and they go on streets in Sangareddy, Hastaballi, Hastaballi. Actually, they are not grown in Hastaballi. They are grown in village gardens. Like that, we, in the name of Jesus, we go on doing all the things. It's God's will, it is God's will, it is God's will. I don't believe it. Nowadays, you know, people are having full knowledge of the Bible because of computers and because of the books and because of the knowledge that we receive through TVs and so many things. So people are very proud of. My God, we have to hear them nowadays. What I am telling you is, are we giving the preeminence unto God? Is he our master? Is he our Lord in our lives? No doubt he is our savior, but he is not our master or Lord. So here, when the mother of Jesus told Jesus, hello beta, wine is over, what to do? Look after. These people will never come to you, I know. They will make use of their knowledge only. But you have to intervene. I said, no, my time has not yet come, mummy. He did not say mummy, woman, he says. But in Telugu, it is translated as amma. Okay, all right, doesn't matter. Now let us not go deep into all those things. What is important, let us take that point only, but not the other points. God did not. Why God did not? There is a reason for it. My time has not come. When the time comes, then only. So you see now, I'll give you what. Why I am telling you, for everything there is time. According to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. One more reference I will show and then afterwards we will go. What I am insisting upon is, let us wait for God's time. God's time. God's time. That is important. For everything, let us wait for God's time. So I am also waiting for God's time. So everything is over. Only one condition I have put. I have been waiting, I have been waiting, I have been waiting. If that condition is fulfilled, on that day I will say salute. That's all. Never to believe anybody. Never to believe myself also. Up till there, God has brought me. I don't believe in myself. Except in God. Never believe any bosom friend. Anybody, whoever he may be. Let us have trust in the Lord only. Because he is holy and he is trustworthy. Whereas people are mortal beings. They can change at any time. Any time, anybody can change. I change. We are human beings. That's why our trust should be only in the Lord. So, when the Lord wants to give, nobody can stop it. That's why for everything there is time. 3:1-2. Quickly, please. There is a season,
a time to every purpose
under the heaven,
time to be born,
the time to die,
the
time to plant,
and a time to pluck up.
Enough. That means for everything there is time. Sometimes people say, He met with an accident and he died. Are Baba, I begged him like anything. Don't go this morning. This fellow has gone and died. Hey, this is not good time. People do say. So this nurse has not attended, this doctor has not attended properly. That's why the patient died. People go on filing cases against. I think you have seen. Number of times, you know, because of his sin only he died. See, he fought with me, gone out, met with an accident, gone away. That is the sin. Please, I fold my two hands. Never judge anybody. Because of you, he died. Now, so God says, for everything there is time. There is a time for everything. So our times are in his hands. 9:27, I believe. Hebrews, you see. Never to say, because of this sickness he passed away, because of the accident he passed away, because the doctor has not attended him in the right time, he has not given the right medicine, that's why he passed away. Because of all, I told him number of times, don't go. He disobeyed, that's why he died. Never do that. Does he not know to deliver a person from the death? Even though the doctor has given wrong medicine? Does he not know? Is he not having power to deliver him? Why you are putting the blame upon? Never to put blame. That's why what is written there? 9:27.
And as it is appointed unto men once to die.
Appointed, enough. It is appointed. So I have come here. God has appointed time. For 1 week. You be in 1 week here. Afterwards come home. Some attack or some accident occurs in my life. I pass away. Then what people will say? Because he did like that, gone to America, died. Immediately paper news will come. How much you have experienced the God? Is it in the hand of this? Never say that word, please. Never. See, death is not accidental. Death is appointed. Keep these two sentences in your mind all the time. Death is accident. No, it is not accidental. Death is appointed by God. So according to his appointment, definitely we have to go wherever you are. Whatever medicine is given, whatever care you take, will pass away. That's why for everything there is time. Till that time we have to wait. Why God is extending? There are many reasons. Now I don't want to tell. Just I am giving you. You can meditate upon. Because you are all grown up people. You know the word of God pretty well. I am happy about it. So first reason why God is not answering is, there is iniquity. There is sin in us. God doesn't answer. Second one is, time has not come, isn't it? That's why, you see, Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 3.
Vision is yet for an appointed time.
You see how clear it is? Appointed time is there. That vision will be fulfilled only in that appointed time. Not even a old time.
But at the end it shall speak and not lie.
Not lie.
Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry.
Surely it will come, even though it is delayed. Yet it will come. Wait. That's all. Don't be hasty. So sometimes I am also very hasty. I am an emotional man. Very short-tempered fellow. Even though I am running 67, it's going to be over 68 years. Yet, you know, very fast sometimes. My wife always tells and pulls back. Be patient. So be patient till he dies, sir. I say like this. Now what I am telling you is, So we are human beings. But one thing is sure, that is God's appointed time. I know. So if we walk like a snail walk, so God said to walk like a snail. So going to bed is 3 o'clock. Getting up in the morning is 11 o'clock. Huh? Of course, it is reasonable. If it is your own, means okay. But when we go and attend jobs, we cannot do that. See, for everything there is time. Accordingly, so Habakkuk is waiting for an opportunity. So it has not yet come. The vision is not yet fulfilled. Yet, it will be fulfilled in its own time. Even though it is delayed, wait. Definitely it will be fulfilled. So God has kept some time. That appointed time nobody can change. Nobody can change. See, all our earthly schemes and plans we do. That's why night one person was putting some questions. We want some questions to be answered. I said, who am I to answer? What I know, I will tell. The rest of the things I cannot say. I am still a babe in the Lord. Even though age is bar, yet the maturity is very, very, very low. I am just a babe. Some people are grown-up people. I can't compare with them. I am just a babe. That's why I always ask the Lord, Lord, do a deeper work of the cross in me. Break me, beat me, knead me, so that the image of Jesus may be formed in me. That's all. So there are many people who are my spiritual promoters. When I take it in wrong sense, then they are my enemies. But when I take it in a right sense, positive sense, they are my promoters. I must be thankful to them. I must be thankful. So now we will see one verse and afterwards we will close. This means this topic can be prolonged for more time, more hours as the Lord leads. And only one thought we are seeing now. Why our prayers are not answered. There are reasons. Because our prayers are not answered, we get fainted. Why? Why? What is the use of coming to this fellowship? No opportunity. He doesn't give me any chance to preach. All the time he only preaches. There are people fighting and fighting for the sake of the pulpit, for the sake of the money box, for something or other. I do not know. If the Lord opens, nobody can shut it. We should have that kind of faith in the Lord. So my point is, let us wait till the appointed time. Then only it will be very sweet, completely ripen. Never to murmur, never to grumble. You see one thing, Genesis, that verse we will read and afterwards we'll close. Because I think I am taking much of your time for. I'm closing. This is only an introduction I am giving you. Genesis chapter 20. One and two. At the set time, means appointed time, the time which was in his plan. It is planned already. During this time only I will visit you. Until that I won't visit you. When I don't visit you, you lose faith. You see your body. Body is not fit for begetting children. Then how can I? Humanly speaking, not possible. For Godly speaking, everything is possible. He can make nothing something, something nothing. Our God is mighty God. So what I want to stress upon you during this time of prayer is, of course, you are going to have EBS. The value of EBS is known to you. I am not giving the value of EBS. By God's grace, we have experienced a little. We want to learn from America and the people. With the different people, different situation we learn. It is mutual. So they might have spoken a lot. If you ask Sister Rabia also, she can tell. and Papa also, Mrs. Benjamin, she knows also because she has been brought up like that. And sister Praveen, sister also, Mrs. Praveen, all she knows because they have been brought up like that. And Benji also. But I know the value of this VBS more than, my previous days. In the beginning days, I was not at all caring for children. What children's ministry? Nearly 5 years or 10 years, I did not care for children's ministry. Now I tell you, for God's glory, I give more importance unto children's ministry than anything. That's why a child is equal to two adults. One child is equal to two adults. Understand? Wonderful. Now this is not the time. So what I am bringing before your attention is, let us not be fainted because our prayers are not answered in our expected time. Why God is not answering? The reason is there is some kind of sin. Let us confess before the Lord. Yes, Lord, I am demanding and commanding you. You are my Savior, but you are not my Lord. I have to wait upon you. Rather, I am demanding you to do it in my own time. It's not right. Why you are delaying? Why you are delaying? Because there are some reasons. There are many reasons why God delays. We can see it from the scriptures. That's why I ask forgiveness. Lord, for everything, there is time. In your appointed time only you do things. But when I don't get my desires fulfilled in my appointed time, in my desired, planned time, I am getting vexed with and fainting, going away. Our preparation is unto eternity, not for earth. Our preparation is unto the eternity. Our preparation is for God. That is, eternal preparation is being done on the face of this earth. Don't see a prospective way in this world. See the prospective way in heaven. When we see eternally, then we are happy. If we see earthly, we are very unhappy because our desires are not fulfilled. Desires are not fulfilled. Let us not faint. That's why there is one song, Visuga Kunda Nityamu Pradhinchavalanani. So, remembering this in our hearts, as the Lord leads, we'll go for prayer. Brother will come and then